It's Wednesday, October the 16th, and you're tuned in to the TNW podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony. Is it a musical version?
I don't know, but it's the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
Wow, just straight into spoken word.
Yeah.
We are now a hip-hop channel.
I think that's how it works. Yes. Okay. This week, stuff has happened.
Yeah. We have a ton of questions from Peter, I believe.
Do we?
In the Facebook.
Do we?
Which we have forgot to answer for the past couple weeks.
Do we?
Yeah. Let me try and pull it up.
Okay, I have them. Okay. I have them. Peter, I think this is from September 27th.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for the backlog, dog.
Yeah, man. Just saw the anime Your Name. Nice animation. Interesting story. Something hit me. What if TNIB employees Anthony Vince got body swapped for one full month? Wait, how is this part of Your Name?
Because they get body swapped.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about...
Gender?
No, I was thinking about A Silent Voice.
Oh.
What are some of the things you might tell each other to do or not to do with each other's body? Maybe both of you might get different experiences now that Anthony is Asian and Vince is some Caucasian dude. The vocabulary, fashion style, women you date. What are some of the changes you will make? Listen, I wouldn't tell Anthony anything. Just do whatever the fuck he wants. And,
That's dangerous.
Why?
Because I think immediately you would just sell my video games.
Probably.
And I can't have that.
Mm.
And if anything, in response,
yes,
I would just spend all your money on more toys. Yeah? Since I know you're trying to get rid of them.
But you can't spend my money.
Yeah, I can.
You don't know my pins.
I have tap, baby.
There's a $100 limit, and I have a $300 monthly limit.
On tap?
Yeah.
I can change that.
No, how? You don't know my pins. Listen, you don't know my pins.
All your passwords are the same.
But listen, I don't even need to sell your games. I just gotta get that match. Oh no. You just gotta
burn it.
Just gotta light it.
All right.
What would I do?
I just know a couple birdies in your office that would be very glad to know that you feel a certain way.
Oh them. Shit. Oh.
I feel like we'd have to make a truce. You know, it would be a real shame if your fertile youthful body were to
were to what?
Were to do something to those ladies.
Oh no. Oh no. Shit. Oh fuck. Oh no.
We have to make the truce.
Yeah, I guess you would have to make the truce. That sucks. So the problem is, when you're really good friends with somebody, you know too much about the other person. And so you know all the things to do to just break them. But they also know everything, how to break you.
That would also, it'd also be the extra step to where I now know the things I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah, like you've gone too far now. You'd be like, oh no.
It's like, oh man, every time Vince drinks milk, this happens? Fuck.
Yeah. Basically, like, I know how Anthony's actually feeling on the inside all the time.
Yeah, get fucked. Have fun, bitch!
No!
Vince, you swapped into my body and haven't done anything all day. I know, life is futile.
I tried to go running. Didn't happen.
I went like half a block and I died. I think that would be the biggest one. Like, I want to see what it's like to be super fit.
Mm.
Like, how far could I run? Like, how many stairs could I do?
Just keep going.
What could I lift?
I don't know.
I think that would be the motivator to be like, oh, I could do this?
Oh, man. Oh man, fuck yeah! No, I don't know. I think that's the truth, Peter. We would just make a deal and ride out the month.
Yeah, I think we would make a deal, and I would be like, listen, I'm gonna try to get laid with these 6-pack abs, and he's like, fair enough.
Yeah, but I'll try to get laid with this white skin.
Hell yeah, yo, it works, baby.
Yeah, and then that's the end of that, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, if you wanted like the Knowles Hold Bard version, it'd be like, yeah, we would just absolutely destroy each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's no fun because then we get back and we're like, oh man.
And then we're both fucked.
Yeah. We gotta deal with this now.
Yeah, so.
Like if it was just some rando, right? If it was like someone who's like Vince, but actually Vince. Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, for sure.
It's some dude with a fade haircut who's pretty fit and also Asian.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
gonna
true.
Go do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Peter also posted screenshots to this game with waifus.
Oh, the fucking Wave Racer game?
Jet Girls!
Yeah, it's like Wave Racer, but with girls with anime boobs.
Yeah, it says, and his only comment is, it looks like Anthony's game.
I've been trying to find, like, information on it, and I just can't find it. Okay. like it seems like it's in the same realm of the Senran Kagura games, but Wave Racer.
Okay.
So, maybe it'll be a thing I look for.
Okay. Peter also wants to know if we saw the video for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, the gameplay demo.
Yes, we did. We talked about it.
Did we?
A while ago.
Okay. What did we say?
I think we said it looks cool.
It looks cool.
And that was about it, because it was a lot of canned gameplay sequences and Nathan Drake style platforming. We were climbing on shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could like slow down bullets with the force. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. And then the last thing was some Gundam Ace.
That's on you. I don't know.
What is it, actually?
I don't know.
It's a phone.
Phone game.
It's a literal phone.
It's a literal phone.
Yeah. I don't know who makes this phone, but it's definitely Gundam themed. 48 megapixel camera. Oppo makes it. The Renault Ace.
I don't know what that is.
I
know what a Renault is. Like, it's a Formula One car.
No. This is different. This is R-E-N-O.
Oh, just for confusion here.
I don't know. I mean, whatever. It's
a Gundam phone.
It's a Gundam phone. Who really cares?
Sorry, we don't have much on that.
Yeah, man.
But we caught up.
That's, yeah, there we go. Matters. So that's it. Great. Picks of the week.
You want me to go?
Sure.
I'm going to start off with some non-gaming news. But it's technically technology news. So, Japan is the land of...
The rising sun.
The rising sun of brand new technology, yes, and also idols.
Oh.
And sometimes fans... I like
where this is going.
Sometimes fans can be a little obsessive of their idols. So this headline reads, this is from the website Asia One. Obsessed fan finds Japanese idol's home by zooming into her eyes.
Oh, to get the reflection of the street.
So what happened is that high resolution phone cameras are fucking high resolution.
Absolutely.
And recently, a Japanese idol named Enna Matsuoka was literally attacked outside of her home last month after a fan figured out her address from selfies she posted on social media.
Oh my God.
And what was happening is that he was able to identify the bus stop and surrounding scenery from the reflection of this girl's eyes and cross-reference it with Google Maps.
That's scary.
That's fucked up. Holy shit!
Oh, that's really scary.
That's so scary! Yo, I need these... You know how they have, like, the anti-looking laptop screens?
Yeah.
I need that, but for contacts. That's fucking crazy!
Wow. I didn't realize you could do that.
Only he did, and now a bunch of people do. And now it's a whole new issue.
Okay, well...
But, yeah, that's all I just want to bring that up, because it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, wow. Scary stuff.
It is very scary. So watch out with your selfies, boys and girls.
What kind of camera was she using for a
selfie? The thing didn't say, but I'm going to assume it's something high-end.
Because, like, that's one hell of a selfie camera.
I'm going to say it's an iPhone.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because, you know, they got that triple cam. They got that.
But that's not on the selfie side.
Oh, true facts. Maybe she's using a selfie stick.
Oh. Who are we kidding, man? All these people are using DSLRs and posting that shit
to Instagram. Oh, shit. They got the DSLR on the selfie stick?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's scary shit.
Yeah.
But it's also the wildest news I've seen in a long
time. All right, cool.
Hearthstone, or sorry, not Hearthstone. Blizzard is continuing to go full communism. And an American University Hearthstone playing team recently held up a sign calling for the freedom of Hong Kong during a live stream. Activision Blizzard has banned them for 6 months from competitive play.
Oh, no.
So they are
no.
doubling down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. American University's three-player Hearthstone team demonstrated their own way by putting up a sign that said "Free Hong Kong, Boycott Blizz" during a match.
Boycott Blizz?
Yeah. When a punishment from Blizzard to the similar Blizzchung was not forthcoming, the team voluntarily dropped out of future tournaments.
Because
they knew it was coming.
Okay.
And then they've officially been banned for half a year.
Oof.
So, yeah. They are doubling down on China.
They're doing it. They're definitely doing it.
That's... Dude, I've been seeing, like, the fucking PR nightmare backlash. I don't know how that translates into, like, actual, like, user numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But the Google Analytics of, like, people wanting to disable and delete their Blizzard account, people that have been at least saying they've been unsubscribing from World of Warcraft and World of Warcraft Classic and just, like, getting rid of all their Hearthstone shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Blizzard Reddit forums is just a bunch of people being like, hey, you know, I kind of like, I like playing Hearthstone and I played it since launch and I love the game, but now I just feel fucking dirty knowing that Blizzard does this and shit. Like, it's, I want to know how this all works out for Blizzard.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. The jaded part of me just says, like, they're too big to fail. So, right? Because, like, yeah. New Call of Duty, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Because they're combined, but it's still pretty crazy. But in some happier news, retro games are now free.
No.
Well, specifically 2,500 of them. So there is a website called Internet Archive. I think maybe a year or two ago, I mentioned that they had a bunch of like Windows 2.1 or some shit. They released like 1,000 games for free.
Mm-hmm.
And they all ran in browser. And it's just because copyright, you can just play them. Recently, they updated it. What's today? The 16th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The 15th, they have updated their website and they have added 2,500 DOS games.
Oh, wow.
And that you can just
play
for free.
Okay.
You don't have to download anything. There's a browser based DOS box that runs.
Can I play Jetpack?
Probably. You can play things like Wipeout, you can play Night Trap.
Ugh.
You can play Elder Scrolls Redguard. Ugh. You can play Microsoft Flight Simulator. Ooh. You can play Descent. You can play the first two Ultima games.
Oh.
Like, or Ultima Underworld, technically.
Oh.
But there's, dude, 2,500 free video games just up there on Internet Archive.
Mm.
It's fucking cool. Go check it out. And then the last one for retro stuff.
Retro.
Is... in the retro collecting scene,
mm-hmm.
there is a high-end brand for retro stuff. They're called Analog. And in the past, they've made the Analog NT, the Analog CD, I believe it was. But basically, it's a NES, they've made a Super Nintendo, and they've made a Sega Genesis.
Right.
And Analog is known for making high-quality hardware because they use original parts that they've scoured from dumps. They put it in like super, super nice like metal cases, and it's like almost pixel perfect HDMI out.
Yes.
Right? And you can still use all your original stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are venturing into the land of handhelds, and Analog is making the Analog Pocket, which is a $200 American handheld gaming system that will let you play Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance games, and more. On a almost 4-inch, 3.5-inch, 1440p display.
Whoa. For Game Boy games?
For Game Boy games.
That's going to look so shit.
Or will it be the crispest pixels you've ever seen?
I don't know. What?
Here's the picture. It's looking bougie as shit. It's like an Apple product. It's so clean.
I kind of want one.
I know, right?
I kind of want one.
It's so clean. And all of their systems are like that.
Oh.
But that's... I've always been like...
How much do they cost?
That one?
Yeah.
200 American.
Not that bad.
That's not that bad. That's not that bad.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, let me do the math on this. Hold on. 200 American to play some Game Boy games?
Yeah, look, 250 Canadian.
Oh my god. That's a lot of money.
Is it?
Is it? $50 more gets me a Switch.
To see, but that's $300. And you already have a Switch.
But do I have a Switch Lite?
You don't need a Switch Lite. From what I've been hearing, you do not need a Switch Lite.
Okay.
I'm gonna hear some not so great things about the Switch Lite.
Okay, fair enough.
Some issues.
Okay.
But yeah, analog coming at you with like, now I'm just sitting there like, I might buy one.
It's kind of nice.
It's pretty good.
No, I can't. No, but I kind of want. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? You're so distraught.
I just don't know. I need to stop buying things.
How are you going to play Disney's Tarzan for the Game Boy?
Oh, there it is.
1440p.
There it is. You've just unsold me. There it is.
Okay, how about that? How are you going to play Fire Emblem?
Oh, fuck. Like, he has a point.
How are you going to play Golden Sun?
Oh, shit.
And Golden Sun, The Lost Age.
Is it Lost Age? Oh, okay. Shit. I like that game.
Those are good games.
Felix is cool.
Felix is rad. In both games.
Yes.
I remember when I had to play as him, and I was like, I don't want to play as this busted-ass bitch. What the fuck? He's mean. He's evil. But then you're like, oh, shit, no.
He's the best.
He's every... Like, he was... He just played the hand he was dealt, dog.
You just felt sorry for him?
Yeah, like, you're like, oh man! Shit.
And what were you, like, 9? And you're like, holy shit.
There's layers to this character.
Dumb shit.
If the djinns trust him, he can't be all bad.
He's gotta be a good guy, right? He's gotta be
good. You transfer over your characters from the other game.
Yeah.
You get all the djinns.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that there was an ultimate summon if you got every single djinn.
There is.
And I went back to the first game.
Yeah.
And got all of them. And then transferred it back.
Oh, man.
And for some reason, my link cable didn't work, so I did that manual code.
Oh.
That's like a bajillion characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. How come Isaac isn't a character in Smash?
Because no one gives a shit about Golden Sun.
Oh, man.
Not even you do. You still have that sealed Game for DS game.
Yeah. I do, don't I?
No, I'm gonna be honest. No one cares about Golden Sun.
Oh,
okay. Man.
All right, fine. That's true.
And then the last one before I get to the big announcements is a YouTube channel called Nerd City made a 30-minute YouTube video called YouTube's Biggest Lie.
Biggest Lie.
And it is a deconstruction or experimentation of YouTube's monetization algorithm.
Right.
And so if you follow YouTube or you're in the YouTube space at all, you probably know that big content creators have issues with what can be monetizable and what is not, and what is considered family-friendly content or advertiser-friendly content.
Yes.
And sometimes it's really hard to know what is what because, you know, it's done by AI, and AI is not perfect.
What are you talking about?
They promised me that this was the future. Yeah, like AI is not all it's cracked up to be. At least not yet. At least not yet.
I don't believe you, but...
Those Boston Dynamics robots, they're almost there. But I can still push them over.
Okay. Okay.
So this is a really interesting deep dive. They've teamed up with a bunch of other YouTubers. And the main gist of it is that they have compiled a almost 16,000-word Excel sheet that has key tag words.
Fuck.
And what they have done is that they have uploaded
all like of them.
Very small videos, kept them private, and when they publish them with certain titles, they see if it got monetized or not, right? Because almost immediately your video can be demonetized because you have like in the title something sketchy, right? Yeah. That's not advertiser friendly.
Right.
And they found, or at least the main, or the first half of the video, because I only showed Vince the first half, but that it is very heavily skewed against anything sexual related.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, saying things like dick or boobs, or boobs with, like, 20 O's.
What about bubes?
Bubes? Yeah. I don't remember.
Okay.
But there was, like, other weird ones, but because it's an AI, it doesn't catch it, right? So, like, you can't say cum. But like, I think one like, of like
oh really
yeah but I think one of the ones you could say was like cum stain, like all one word, like, and the AI was like, that's fine. So it's really inconsistent. But also, in turn, this also is very negative for the LGBTQ community, right? People who are trying to get the message of their life out into the YouTube space, trying to make a living off that YouTube life. But if you have the word lesbian in it, that's too into the spectrum of like not advertiser friendly. So it'll flag it immediately. But if I change the word lesbian to friend, all video content the same, rest of the title immediately, like just the same, it'll immediately turn into a monetized video.
That's not cool. Right.
It's not cool. It's fucking lame. And it's stifling, especially in America, where freedom of speech is your right. It's really showing that privately owned, basically town squares aren't the thing you thought it was going to be. No. Right. Even if they are American owned, because these are multinational corporations, which you actually get into, where they're trying to make money all over the world in places like Egypt or Saudi Arabia, where being gay or being a lesbian or being transgender
is a crime,
literally a crime. Right. So they have to do these sweeping generalizations, and it's just a super, super deep dive into that kind of AI algorithm stuff. And it's super interesting. I recommend, if any of you are into that YouTube space, or even if you create YouTube or even thought about it, just take a look at it. It's Nerd City, YouTube's Biggest Lie. It's a super interesting video. Just getting into like the deep darkness of analytics and AI ratios. And then the biggest announcements that happened this week, at least in terms of gaming, was Riot Games announced all of the League of Legends.
Yes. They said, hey, guys, League of Legends, we got more.
Yeah, so I'm going to start off with smallest to what I think is biggest. So first is Senna is a new character. It is Lucian's wife.
Oh, is this the girl with the gun?
The girl with the giant fucking rail gun that shoots through her husband.
And becomes a shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So I don't really know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Senna is released from Thresh's Soul Lantern, and she's now a character. They didn't show any gameplay, but it was just a really nice CG character. The next one is that they're showing some Rift changes. So in the new season, in the 10th anniversary season, they are going to use Dragon and to like manipulate the map. So if like an Infernal Drake is around, it opens up the map to have more pathways so that it's a more aggressive map. There's like more entryways, less areas to hide, stuff like that.
Right.
If it's a Wind Dragon, there's going to be certain pathways through the jungle that have increased movement speed.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they're going to make it so if you have like the max level of any of the dragon buffs, you get a more bones, like they're trying to make dragon more useful, right? Rather than just having some weird passive buffs. And I think one of the biggest ones is Elder Dragon, where I would say that they almost rival Baron Nashor now, where its passive is that it still has its little burn tick, but once your enemy gets under a certain threshold, you summon the Elder Dragon to laser beam them to death. It's just an instant kill once they get under a certain threshold of health, which I think is fucking crazy. Like, I feel like it's gonna make dragon way more contested and way more important, because a lot of the builds right now are just like burst damage. So if I can burst you down and then you just die, sure, why not?
I understand,
right?
It's a good way to go.
It's a great way to go. Next up is they're making a console League of Legends and a phone League of Legends.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they remade League of Legends. This is not just a port of the PC game. They have remade League of Legends to be played on console and phone.
So wait, the console and the phone version are the same?
Yes.
Whoa.
They are the same game. They just have different
control schemes.
Control schemes and avenues to play them on. And they've also changed up certain characters. Like on the PC, there's characters like they use the example of Vayne. So Vayne's W is just a strict passive. You never press it because there's no active, right? But on the console version, they're trying to make it a more active game because you're not going to be able to have that control fidelity of the PC or have that type of strategizing with the PC.
Right.
So they're adding new moves to people who have quote-unquote dead buttons.
Okay.
Right? So you have more stuff to do while you're playing the game.
Right.
They built a new engine from the ground up. The core gameplay, still the same. but it is not the same game. It is much faster.
Yeah.
Like just looking at gameplay, everybody just moves at double speed.
Yeah.
And it is all about being active and hitting those buttons.
Whoa.
It's cool. I never thought I'd see the day where my phone could run a fucking MOBA.
It's always crazy when like you hear the specs like, oh, my phone has more power than most laptops.
And yeah.
Like, whatever. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I'm not using it for that. They haven't really utilized the power. Like, why do we keep going up?
Yeah, man. Like, come on. I'm just scrolling through Twitter. Like, fuck.
Yo, you know how much RAM that takes?
I mean, like...
All that text?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the number one thing I'm doing is still texting, like...
All that uncompressed.txt file?
Sorry. Instagram is pretty powerful.
Instagram does eat up a lot of data. You are correct.
Yeah, so I guess I need that power for.
I still find it crazy that on my phone, I can use like a photo editing suite, like Snapseed or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that shit's powerful. Yeah. Where I remember on like my old laptop from probably 5 years ago,
yeah.
I would use something similar and you just hear my fan go.
Yeah, like, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you could stream on this bitch. I played my PlayStation 4 on my phone this weekend.
Wow. Why?
I'll get to it later.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah. So yeah, console League of Legends and mobile and phone League of Legends. You can play your mobile on your phone now. They said that games are a lot shorter, so around like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But again, I don't know who's got 20 minutes to just be completely dedicated to their phone.
I know, and like you gotta have like an extra battery pack.
Yeah, that too. I'm sure it's gonna take up a lot of battery.
Like, yeah, I'm sure it's just like it's only 20 minute games because that's how long your phone lasts.
Mm-hmm. These next two, I think, like these last three, I think the order will be different. Compared to the different people in terms of what you find important.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say the third most important is the anime.
Mm.
They're making a League of Legends anime. As you so eloquently put it, they're doing the thing that Blizzard has been asking Blizzard to do forever.
Yes.
Yeah, Blizzard fans have been asking Blizzard to do
forever. Yes, with all their properties.
With all their properties. Everyone. Yeah. StarCraft.
Warcraft.
Well, they made that movie.
Yeah, but people want the CG.
Yeah, true. They had CG. Oh, they had CG.
I guess you're right.
Yes. No, they want that full computer animated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like we all want that Overwatch anime.
Exactly. So yeah, League of Legends is making they're making a fucking anime.
They are.
It's a bunch of original characters who live in that Runeterra world.
Yeah.
With the addition of Jinx. For people who don't know, Jinx is this AD carry who's think of like. If like Harley Quinn had the murderous intent, not actually, it's not that even strong. It's just Harley Quinn. She has the personality of Harley Quinn. She's a little fucking crazy. She's hyperactive. She's running all over the place. Like I think in the trailer, she's literally riding a bomb from the sky.
As one does.
I've seen Dr. Goodlove. It's yeah, how you do it.
Well, absolutely.
So that's cool. You said you would watch something like this.
I think this is the only announcement that I care about.
You don't care about Project A?
No.
You don't care about League of Legends answers to Overwatch?
No.
Or technically their answer to CSGO.
Yeah, but it's CSGO and Overwatch because they got like some crazy abilities.
Yeah. So they're making a fucking tactical first-person shooter.
Yeah.
What?
And like when they show the gunplay and stuff, I'm like, okay, yeah, that looks definitely like CS. But then, like, the characters just fucking whip out force fields.
They're shooting, like, laser wall, like, ice walls and prison walls.
The dude just jumps and does, like, a side dash.
Yeah. There's one lady who shoots out a fucking, like, orb of wind.
Yes.
Then blows herself as, like, an air dash to the side.
Yeah.
And then floats and shoots, flicks knives at them like that fucking Avatar.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some wild shit happening in this video game.
Yeah.
It's like they took Overwatch and made like a more tactical version of it.
Yeah, they're like, Overwatch is not serious enough.
Yeah, we need that once you're out of the round, you're out of the round.
Yeah. And we're like, no HP bars.
Yeah.
Just fucking die.
You got shot once, fuck you.
Yeah.
The interesting route they're taking here in terms of marketing is that they're really focusing on the hardcore crowd. They throw out buzzwords like a motherfucker. Mm. Like, peaker advantage.
Yes.
Yeah. About dedicated servers.
Oh, yes.
Bullets not ticking.
Yes.
Right? All those great buzzwords that everybody knows what that means. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So it seems like they're really focused on the hardcore shooter crowd. They're trying to get those Rainbow Six CSGO hardcore people to come over to Riot Games. And it's an interesting venture.
Why not?
I don't know how it'll pan out for them because, like, the aesthetic is still not very hardcore, let's say. It's not dude bro
army. No, it's shit. Not, but it's also, like, they're, like, super alpha. Like, if, like, it's not a completed...
Oh, yeah, the stuff they showed is, like, you're still seeing, like, unmapped textures. Like, it's just, here's a blank
poly. But you're right, like, I don't know, like, yeah, the final art style is definitely going to make or break this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely. Doesn't matter how good it is. Because, yeah, the image they're presenting is, like, this really serious game, but if it looks like it's Fortnite...
Or Overwatch, yeah.
Yeah, like...
Or League of Legends.
Yeah, is that what people, like... Audience just seems a little... scattered
there. Yeah, it's a weird choice. The gameplay style doesn't really match the visual aesthetic.
Yes,
so it's an interesting choice.
Yes,
but yeah, as I said, this game is called Project A, so there's almost nothing in development
for yep.
it, right? It's just like we've been working on a bunch of prototypes and
mm-hmm.
here's what we have. And the last one that I think is probably the coolest is that they're making their own card game.
They are,
yeah. Legends of Runeterra, I believe it's called. And I was watching...
Legends of what?
Runeterra?
Oh, is that what it's called? That's the whole name?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And you are going to use your champions, or your favorite champions from League of Legends. And the whole point, like, the whole thing about this card game is that you can pick, like, one or two or three main champions, mm-hmm. and you can build a deck around them. So it's like playing your main in League of Legends. Right, like I have this one character that I'm really good at, and I just want to stomp. But you can make your card game about that. So if I'm really good at Zed in this card game, I can play as Zed and then get a bunch of cards to support that character.
Right.
I think the really interesting thing about this is the gameplay is very active. So like in Hearthstone, when it's my turn, you can't really do shit.
No, you cannot.
Unless I have a secret out, or unless you have a secret out while I'm playing cards, when it's my turn, you're dead. Like, you're not doing anything. You're just waiting for the next go around.
Mm-hmm.
This is more in the situation of Magic, where there are attackers and defenders on each of your turns, so you swap roles. But every time you play a card, your opponent gets a turn. And what you're able to do is that, think of like, it's almost like the Pokemon bench system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could put like cards in your bench and then like bring them out to the battle.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that in this game where, so say I'm attacking and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put down three huge dudes on my bench, right? And that's going to be all my mana for the turn. You can then in turn, like after I summon someone, you could be like, fuck that. I'm going to snap him back to your hand. You just wasted all your mana. And mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck, that totally changes up my thing. So every time either of us get a move, the other person gets a chance to counterattack. And it really mixes up the gameplay because it's not as straightforward as Hearthstone, where it's just like, put my shit down, swing for the fences,
mm-hmm.
right? It's, oh, like, this turn, do I even attack?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I set up and I wait till next turn to then drop a bomb that buffs a bunch of weak guys and then mm-hmm. the other person's just fucked, right? Mm-hmm. It's super cool. It's super cool. Mm. And then the other thing about it is that they're limiting the amount of like paid currency monetization.
Mm-hmm.
So rumor has it, I don't know how true this is, they are going to have a cap on how much money you can spend on their game weekly. Is it weekly or monthly? I don't remember. But there is a cap. So you can't just like day one drop $2,000 and I'm the best, right? They really want you to play this game and they want free players to kind of be on, like, you're never going to be on par, but to be closer to on par with premium players.
Right.
And to do that, they're offering free loot like a motherfucker. You can win wild cards, which can turn into any card of the rarity of the wild card. So it's not like it's a random thing. You can just pick the card you need, which is huge. They have a kind of like a dust system like you do in Hearthstone, where if you get doubles, they turn into dust and you can buy a new card. And they have this thing. It's like a weekly challenge where throughout the week or throughout the month or throughout the season, you build up these levels. And the more you play, the more levels you build, the more challenges you do, the more stuff you get. And at the end of the week, month, season, you get a huge payout based on what how much you've played.
Yes.
And they showed some of the, like, they showed the max payout, obviously. And you're getting, like, a shit ton of cards. Like, an overwhelming amount of cards.
Yeah, you get a lot of stuff.
So that's not a strategy I've seen anybody else take, like Shadowverse, Hearthstone, any of those online card games. And also, it's not a strategy I think anyone can take other than Riot Games, because they have all the money.
Yes.
I think they're like fully owned by Tencent now. So if you're looking for an alternative to Hearthstone, maybe this isn't the answer, because they're owned by China. But
Tencent.
It's a pretty cool take on card games. Like they're making it active like Magic, but they're limiting the amount of luck you get in trying to build out your decks and cards and stuff. This announcement, it'll be really interesting to see how other card games respond in turn. If they're gonna then just be like, oh hey, like we'll give you free shit too, or if they're gonna stick to their guns and see what happens. But that was the biggest announcement for me. The card game, because you can play it both on mobile and on PC.
The card game, you think you're gonna get addicted?
I got addicted to Hearthstone for a while, until they nerfed four of my decks in a row, and then I stopped playing.
Because you kept playing the meta. That's why.
It's the only way you can get new cards.
No. Play against the meta. Oh, okay, cool.
So yeah, that was the League of Legends announcement. Mm-hmm. I think in the teaser they showed a fighting game.
We did.
And like a Diablo-style ARPG.
Yes.
But they didn't have any information on that. They just showed it.
We'll see what happens next year. Yeah.
It just seems like they said, hey, we have all the money and we can diversify this company like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So let's just put all of our hands in all of the pies.
I guess, yeah, when you got all the money in the world, why not?
Just do it.
Yeah, man. Cool.
Yeah. So it's been pretty big in the gaming scene.
Yeah. The only pick I had was a game long forgotten, but once loved, belovedly.
Golden Sun?
You know, by myself. It's Overwatch. I forgot they had their events in Overwatch.
When's the last time you played this game?
I don't know. Before the summer?
You were free.
Uh-huh. But they got so many costumes now. And they got weekly events.
You were free.
The Halloween event is bad. Did you know Halloween event is my favorite event in Overwatch?
Oh, I know. You've told me for the past like 20 years.
Did you know this game's been out for 3.5 years?
Yeah, it's been out for like 10 years.
Fuck. Back, baby.
Oh no! Come on!
You said you wanted me to play video games again.
Not this one.
Why?
It's the fucking monkey paw wish. I wish for you to play video games and you chose the wrong one.
It's only for 3 weeks.
And then you're gonna stop playing video games?
Yeah.
Ugh. You gotta get the end game Monster Hunter, dog.
Okay. But like Overwatch though.
Yeah, it's overdone. It's
I like it a lot. It's a good game.
Did you have anything else to add about Overwatch?
No.
Oh, I did. Uh-oh. Oh, I did. So Overwatch is on the Switch, baby.
Oh, fuck, it is, apparently.
You can bring it on the go. You can play it on the bus. You can.
If only it were that easy.
If only that were that easy. So I was hoping you could like shed some more light on this in case you knew a little bit more.
I know what it is.
But it seems like.
I know what it is.
This game's shit.
Oh, yes.
Tell me all about it, baby.
So I'll tell you what. So the number one thing right now, Overwatch runs at 60 frames on every console, except the Switch.
Oh my God.
It only runs at 30. So the game feels way different. It obviously looks the worst. It has like super low rate poly textures. The controls are not as precise as you'd like, but they added one feature to it, which I don't know why. They added motion controls.
Like mandatory?
No, but like they added them and it's like, why?
Oh my God.
Why would you put motion controls in this game?
I feel like depending on how the motion is in that Joy-Con, like.
It's not good.
Is it not good?
It's not good.
Like, I was wondering if it would just be too good. Like, no. If you're just like snapping around like it's a mouse.
No, it's not good.
Okay.
It is definitely the gimped version of Overwatch. Like, it is the version you. Like, it's the version you play because you literally couldn't afford anything else.
You couldn't afford the $70 game on a different platform?
Yeah. Like, if you were that kid and you're like, Mom, I can only pick one, and she got you the Switch, you're like, okay, that's it for the next 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, okay.
I guess I'm playing this.
But, like, I just don't know who this game is aimed at, because surely, if you wanted to play Overwatch...
You've been playing it already.
Yes. On some system or PC. Because that game goes on sale for, like, $20 now.
Yeah, it does.
Definitely on PC it does.
Yeah.
And it's not like, even like basic back to school laptops can run it just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I feel like if you really wanted to play this game, you had that option.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Switch one was for. That said, it comes with a sick D.Va Pro controller, which I might have to acquire.
You have to buy the game to get the Pro controller?
I don't know. It might be only with the limited edition. So oof. We'll see.
On another note,
yes.
On the Switch. I heard recently, or I read recently, I don't know how true this is, but Nintendo has broken their pre-order rule for this game specifically.
Uh-oh.
Where because of the backlash, if you ordered this game digitally, pre-ordered it, you are allowed to cancel your pre-order.
What?
They are giving out full refunds for pre-orders of Overwatch on the Switch.
Wow.
Because of all the backlash.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That's fucking crazy.
That's pretty
they
cool.
They got Nintendo to give back money. The people who probably still to this day, if you find a sealed copy of Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube, it's probably still $80. Like, that's nutty.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Overwatch has that much power.
It is Overwatch. I mean, there's no arguing that. Cool. I think that's it for picks.
It is. There's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Weeks?
Sure.
Go.
I watched a movie.
Which one?
Because I saw a trailer for something that's coming out soon. I'm like, oh, right. I wanted to see that, but I need to watch the first one.
Okay.
So I watched Zombieland.
Oh.
Movie's all right.
Is it like, do you see the reason why there's like cult following behind it?
No, or? I don't get it. I thought it was like, I guess I had to put myself in the mindset. It's 2009. Zombies are at an all time high.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was, I guess it was a cute film.
Yeah. How would 10 years ago you think about that film?
I was way more into Emma Stone back then because she was the hottie on Superbad.
Weren't we all?
One of my bikes is named after her.
Yeah, I know, you weirdo.
Yeah. So, like, it's a fine movie. Like, it's not bad. It's just like, I don't understand why they greenlit a sequel or like why it does have a cult following, because it's a pretty basic story. And then not a whole lot actually happens in the movie.
Is it just survive?
Yeah, but it's not even survive. It's kind of like, this is just what's happening.
Oh, really?
Like, we're here. We got ourselves in some sticky situations, and then...
This sounds like it's Friends set in a zombie locale.
Kind of. Like, it's like we're all alone, but let's form this group.
Yeah, we can hang out.
But it's not even, but it's not like an Ocean's 11, like... Oh, yo, we're all single and we're gonna come together.
Yeah.
It's more just like, yo, you going south?
Yeah.
Hop in.
All right.
There's some zombies.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yo, Bill Murray's here.
Oh, yeah, Bill Murray.
and then, fuck. Let's check this place out. Credits roll.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of low-key. It's not like, there are definitely moments which are like, oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty cool. But I definitely do not understand why people love it.
Huh. Okay.
That said, I do want to see Double Tap.
That kind of makes me want to watch it more now. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I watched it. I was like, it's on Netflix. I'm like, okay. Okay. I need to see the second one. Because it definitely, it's been a decade. So they must have done something like, they either stuck to the same formula or they changed with the times.
Are you saying that it's become so old that it's new again?
Yeah. Like, I want to... I just need to... Now I'm just curious about what the sequel is going to bring.
Okay.
So I did that. I watched a K-drama called Memoirs of Alambara.
I feel like you've been talking about this for a while.
We talk about Huarong a while.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
Wait, is Memoirs of Alambala the video game one?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched like the first two episodes of that.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's weird.
Very weird.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
Continue.
Yeah.
Well, explain the plot.
Like, it's like, okay, so there's basically a guy who has created the ultimate AR video game.
Not VR.
AR. And it's K-drama he has set in Granada, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean just like, you got contact lenses, you got an earpiece, you log in like Sword Art Online, except it's not the goggles, it's AR.
It's real life.
So it's real life. People think you're crazy, but you're playing a video game.
Mm-hmm.
The story centers around a CEO of a huge Korean company who is trying to acquire the rights to this game.
Who I learned, or at least, sorry, the programmer of the game is apparently a K-pop star.
Really?
He's part of like some famous boy band.
Well, of course he is. They all are. He goes to meet the programmer, but he cannot find him, mm-hmm. but he gets into the game and he loves it. And he's like, I need to acquire this. And it turns out because the programmer is underage, he has to get the legal guardian to sign over.
Hmm.
The legal guardian turns out to be a owner of a hostel, which he's staying at.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, just before he finds out this information, he just fucking chews her out.
Okay.
And shenanigans ensue.
Yeah, like fighting Genghis Khan.
Yes, yes. And it's super weird. Like, it's not like a K-drama I have seen before. It is definitely a weird one.
Like going into a bathroom 20 times to get a sword.
To get a rusty sword.
That breaks.
Uh-huh. And there's a lot of, like, background shady characters. And there's a lot of Korean dudes speaking Spanish. And
which I want to know for people who speak Spanish, like, if they have an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they do, but no, it's interesting. I'm sticking with it. It's different.
It's different.
It's definitely not like,
is that good?
Well, I think when someone says K-drama, you associate like the very cheesy, corny.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh my baby, I'm alive because your father donated me his heart because he wanted our love to stay true.
Yeah. This is not that.
Okay.
And I think that's why I'm kind of still with it, cuz it's just like, oh, this is different.
Huh.
So, that's that. Yeah, that's mostly that.
Okay.
Everything else I did this my week, I'm still running through The Office again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the end of season 7.
Okay.
If you remember last time, this is where I stopped. Because Michael Scott leaves
the show,
and the final two seasons are weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this time I'm going to try and power through and see what the final two seasons are like. Because I hear there's some really good stuff.
So wait, you have rewatched it?
Mm-hmm.
Play a video game!
Huh?
Play a video game!
But it's just so easy to just Netflix, man. Just chilling, you know?
You can Netflix and watch a video game. Or play a video game.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Is The Office in English?
Yes.
And you've seen it before?
Yeah.
You're good to go. You put that shit on in the background.
But I need to pay attention.
To what?
To the greatness.
You've seen it, but you think all the times I watch Tokyo Drift, I'm like 100% committed to the screen?
Yes.
No!
That's your fault.
I look towards the screen for the key moments.
I like to enjoy the content I consume.
So do I.
No, you don't.
But sometimes I need to maximize.
I respect the content I consume. Oh,
that's the difference. That's the difference.
There we go.
I don't respect the content I consume.
Yeah, that's what I did. And then I think that's it for me. I don't think there's anything else. I mean, I did like a lot of active stuff, but. Mm-hmm. Oh, I took my mountain bike out.
Oh, yeah, you bought a mountain bike.
Took that out. I'm bad at that.
At mountain biking?
I'm really bad.
How is it different? You're just hitting the pedals, baby.
Yeah.
You like hit a tree root and fucking flip over? Like, what's going on?
I hit a tree.
That'll do it.
I went off a jump and then I was like, oh fuck, there goes the bike.
Where's a jump?
Oh, there's tons of jumps.
Where's jumps here?
There's jumps.
Okay.
So I bought a 29er, and let me tell you, those wheels roll fast. like on the road, mountain bikes fucking suck. So but slow.
On the dirt.
But on the trails, holy shit, you take that to a hill, those wheels pick up speed and you just fly. You fucking go. I unfortunately went out just after it rained, so like it was very muddy and wet.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, it was not the best first experience.
Yeah.
I see why people like it.
Mountain biking?
Yeah. But I just, it's very stop start and it's very exciting. But I just miss the speed of my road bike.
Like, I'm gonna imagine you're getting hella speed on a mountain bike, but is it just you miss the consistent speed?
Yeah, I just okay. And I love the nimbleness of a road bike and just like
in and out
running through. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a mountain bike is not like that. It is very much. It's definitely like taking a. It's definitely just driving a truck in the forest.
You gotta get introduced to the world of flips.
Nah, see, I don't really care about that.
Or tail whips.
I don't really care.
Tabletops.
See, like, I don't care about tricks. Like, taking a jump fast is fine, but I don't care about doing any tricks.
What about, like, a 360?
Again, no, not really.
Or like a Superman.
Nah, doesn't do it for me.
Superman seat grab.
Like, tricks and stuff are the equivalent of drifting in cars. Like, I have no interest. Because, like, it's nothing if not the most inefficient use of my speed.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
You can get
about?
More speed.
Oh, fuck.
Doing a front flip.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah. So I did that.
Okay.
That was my active
okay.
lifestyle.
Okay, okay.
Like, I did some other stuff, too. Like
running.
Like, running.
Boring.
Like, rock climbing and other stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You disgust me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was a day of activity.
Ugh.
Did some hiking. That was fun. It was great. I was hiking. I timed it wrong though, because I was like, okay, I'll walk out an hour so that I can have an hour to come back.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when you're on a hike, you get distracted.
By what?
Stuff. Just stuff in the forest. There was a deer, and then there were some bugs. You know,
it's like, whoa, bugs!
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? And then I found myself.
Is that how you lost your finger?
Yeah. And then I found myself in the forest, and there was just no more light, and I'm like, oh.
Hmm.
I gotta get out of here.
Google Maps.
And it was just like, I forgot how scary the forest is. Like
at night?
At night.
When there's no lights?
Yeah, like when the light does not come through the trees anymore.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck.
What do you think was gonna happen?
I don't know, but I was just like, okay, I better get out of here.
Did your school ever make you read The Hatchet?
No. Yes. Did I read it, though? No.
Did you listen to it being read within your class?
No.
Scary out there at night, baby.
It is scary out there. So I don't recommend doing that unless you have a light. But in some ways, that makes it even more scarier.
We got your phone light.
Again, I turned it on. I'm like, I don't know if I'm more scared now or less scared.
Also, I heard like your phone light is not actually a good.
No, it's not.
Like actual nighttime flashlight because it's so spread.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get that concentrated beam.
Yeah. You don't get any distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's no good.
Damn.
So don't do that, kids. Go out when it's sunny.
Utilize the sunlight.
That's my pro tip.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was my week.
All the goth kids are yelling at you right now.
I know, right?
The sun is my enemy. Okay, I want to start off my week with something I did last week, but I forgot to talk about. I watched Doom Patrol. DC's Doom Patrol.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is a DC web series.
Yeah.
About a team of would-be villains turned heroes called the Doom Patrol.
So like the Suicide Squad?
Kinda. But I would probably put them more in the likeness of the Watchmen.
Oh.
In terms of like, they fuck everything up. Like, everything sucks.
Okay.
Right? But this is probably one of the most interesting DC like live-action universe things that they've put out, period. Even including the movies.
Cool.
It's this ragtag group. It starts off, what's that? Brendan Fraser's in it.
The fuck?
The guy from that movie where they're doing disco dances and they're like bobbing their head.
Night at the Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury. Yeah. Brendan Fraser of Night in the Roxbury. Inside.
That's
of
where you remember him from?
Yeah.
Not the Mummy.
Not the Mummy. I remember him from Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, okay.
I forgot he was in the Mummy until my friend told me. I was like, damn, he's in the Mummy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Night at the Roxbury fame. He's a thick boy now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He has no neck.
There was a time when he was like the Hollywood It Man.
Yeah, and he was super skinny and he's rolling in it.
Like there was a time when he was Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mummy.
Oh yeah, yeah. I gotta look him up.
So his character is a NASCAR driver. He is a big living, money spending, wife cheating superstar.
That'd be the same thing too.
He has a daughter. He has a wife he hates. He has a maid he likes to bang.
Convenience.
He's living the dream. And then one day, he gets into an accident, a NASCAR accident. And it, for all intents and purposes, kills him.
Oh.
But what happens is that a scientist who lives in a remote mansion, not unlike Professor X, takes his brain, puts it in a jar, experiments a lot, and resurrects him in a robot body.
A robot body.
He is Robot Man.
Wow. Okay.
And that's where it starts. And so you learn about this house where it's a bunch of like ragtag group of people. It was a guy who went into, he was like the hottest shit in the fucking 40s. He was flying planes. He had a experimental jet thing and he went into space and a being of pure space energy entered his body. And even though he was like good looking, the hottest shit, like he had the perfect life. He got burns all over his body. He was experimented on by the government and now he has to wear bandages everywhere. And whenever the energy entity leaves his body, he kind of passes out.
Oh,
right. There's another lady who was the hottest actress in the 50s. And when she went underwater, some unknown entity entered her fucking body.
So original.
I know, right? And whenever she gets stressed out or like she can't control her emotions because she's an actress, she turns into a blob.
Oh, turns into flubber?
Yeah, pretty much. Like an all-encompassing blob.
Okay.
And but she can use this to her advantage by sometimes like stretching out her limbs and doing stuff like that. And you meet a lot more people along the way. But the most interesting person in the whole show is Mr. Nobody. Mr. Nobody was literally a nobody back in the Nazi days. And he paid a scientist to basically promise him a life that he could never imagine. Mm. Mr. Nobody is experimented on in this Nazi lab. He is put into like this container, injected with some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But basically, he turns into like this broken ethereal being.
Yeah.
Like his body parts are separated from him, but he's still all alive, and he can like float it and attach it and stuff. He is the villain, but he's also the narrator of the show.
Oh.
So he is a fourth wall breaking villain. And he has certain powers, like, while he's narrating the show we're watching, it also commands the people within the show of what they're doing next.
Whoa.
And he has omnipotence.
Whoa.
Over the universe. That sounds
too powerful.
Yeah. Of Doom Patrol, of this show.
Yeah.
Right? So it's crazy. There are certain things that are out of his realm of expertise,
mm-hmm.
Which is why he tries to kidnap Professor, like the Professor X equivalent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the different characters they get, there's a person whose power is that he's a street.
He's a street.
He's a street. Like he's a like a, you know, like how your neighborhood, like you're you live on the street.
That's his power.
He's a street.
What the fuck?
And he's a sentient, gender-fluid street.
What?
And he communicates with you through signs in the town.
What?
Also, he can teleport the whole street to anywhere.
I don't even know what to think about that.
All right, that's just like a taste. This show goes buck fucking wild. I think I have like 2 episodes left.
How many episodes?
I think it's only like 12 or 14.
Okay.
I can look it up really quickly.
Where did you watch this on?
My friend has some sort of subscription that it's on.
Oh, okay. I see.
15 episodes.
Okay.
And they're like 45 minutes, 50 minutes each. And yeah, Rotten Tomatoes, 95%. IMDb, 9.1. Hmm. Google ratings, 94%.
Like, interesting.
It's like the best DC show never nobody's heard of.
Okay.
Also, Cyborg's in it.
Of course.
Of course he is. So yeah, they do a lot of really interesting things. I think the only negative I can say is that there's a lot of... because they're villains, technically, and they're just fighting greater villains.
Yeah.
They have a lot of these moments in the show where they're trying to have like redemption arcs. But they almost always never end in redemption.
Well, of course, they're villains.
Right. Exactly. But it makes me feel like the show is wasting my time.
Oh.
Right? Because they have these like long, drawn out like monologue sequences where they're like, oh, when I was this and now I feel this way and this is why I'm like this and that's why I did that. Right? And you have these like super long, drawn out character monologues and they're just dishing out their deepest desires.
Mm.
Right? And you know it's not going to amount to nothing, it's not going to amount to much, if not nothing.
I see.
And that's kind of frustrating, but everything else around it more than makes up for it.
Cool.
Yeah. I would say that maybe the first 2 episodes are a little slow. Once you get to an episode with a goat, things start kicking off.
All right.
Highly recommended. Cool. Highly recommended. It's like the first live action show I've watched in a while to where I'm like, this is super good. This is really interesting.
All right.
Other than that, hey, remember Monster Hunter?
I hear you're playing this game.
Play more Monster Hunter.
Mm.
I'm almost Master Rank 100.
Wow.
I think I talked about my bowgun build last week.
Mm-hmm. There's an ogre gun?
It's an ogre gun. This week, I built the full Lunastra set in Master Rank.
I hear.
It is the ultimate support set.
I hear.
I'm crushing it. Just, I heal everyone else.
That's nice.
I want buffs. Everyone gets buffs.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
The other thing I did is I faced off against Rajang.
Oh.
Yeah.
Raging.
I don't know if Raging's in it.
Oh.
But regular Rajang is in the game. He showed up in the Wildspire Wastes. Or not the Wildspire Wastes. He showed up in the Guiding Lands in a new region of the Guiding Lands.
Ooh.
They now have a volcano region that you can level up.
Ooh.
And yeah, you can go fight Rajang in a quest. So they let you do like a series of story quests so you can just fight him right away. And then after that, you have to level up the volcano to a certain amount so that you can, you know, fight more Rajang.
Is he hard?
Yeah. Yeah, he's, it's no joke.
Okay.
I have not fully maxed out because I'm not. So I've learned that until I get to Hunter Rank 100, I cannot unlock Tempered Elder Dragons within the Guiding Lands. And in order to augment my armor to break the level cap, I need the gems that drop from Tempered Elder Dragons.
I see.
So currently, I am maxed out. All my pieces are 170 defense. With buffs, I get easily over 1,000 defense if I'm playing like Hunting Horn or something. But I have to face him with something with a shield. Because holy shit. This guy hits like a truck. Also interesting, you cannot latch onto his face with the Clutch Claw.
Really?
You can only latch onto his arms. And it's super hard because all of his attacks use his arms.
Hmm.
So almost exclusively, you're using the Temporal Mantle.
So then how do you, if he can't touch his face, how do you make him turn?
You hit him in the arms.
Oh, and it works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's actually like, if you go to the, you know, like the researcher who like mm-hmm. tells you all the levels of research and stuff, he tells you like, hey, the Clutch Claw was not meant to grab onto such a huge ass face. So you gotta latch onto his arms.
I forgot he has a big face.
Yeah. You gotta latch onto his arms.
What?
But he is just a ball of rage. Homie just shoots laser beams. He glows yellow.
Oh, yeah, he shoots lasers.
Yeah. And then now in this one, he goes full Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
And his arms grow red, as well as his hair being gold.
Yeah.
And when that happens, Even mind's eye attacks at purple sharpness bounce.
What?
Yeah. I was doing dual swords, and you know the spirit, like the demon surge or whatever?
Yeah.
And it gives you mind's eye automatically?
Yeah.
I was bouncing.
What?
Yeah. I haven't tested it with any other weapons, like sword mode.
And switch axe?
Charge blade or whatever.
Yeah.
Or anything like that, but yeah, dude.
Ouch.
He's no joke.
Wow.
Once you do beat him, though, you get a little pendant. It's really nice. You can hang it on your weapon. It's proof that you defeated the Rajang.
Nah.
All of his armor sets look rad as shit. I see a lot of people using his great sword, which is just a fucking club.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, pretty much. Right? He's a cool addition.
Huh.
He's a cool addition.
Huh.
And then the other thing I did in Monster Hunter was I went back and fought arc-tempered monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I'm, like, decked out,
yeah,
shit's a joke. Shit's a joke.
Nice.
So I got a lot of the, I got a lot of the, what's it called?
Layered
sets that I didn't have before. Yep. And I'm using the Dante set a lot, which actually changes your Clutch Claw.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it changes it into, what's it called? Like the Devil Grabber.
That Nero has?
It gives it like a blue tint.
Oh, that's cool.
It is pretty cool. So yeah, I've been doing that. And then I have started a new gaming project, which is I'm going to go through all of last gen's Ninja Gaiden games.
Why?
Because it came up in my YouTube feed. Like my feed was just auto-playing.
Yeah.
And one of them came up. It was just like Ninja Gaiden 2, Master Ninja Run or whatever. I was looking at the games. I'm like, these games are fucking good.
Oh, wow.
These games are good. I love these games. So now, if I'm not streaming Monster Hunter, I am streaming myself playing Ninja Gaiden Sigma on the PS3.
Wow.
First off, I had to do a workaround to actually get this to stream. So the PS3
mm-hmm.
has always active HDCP.
Yes.
Which for people who don't know is HD copyright protection.
Mm-hmm.
On your PS4, if you hook up a capture card, you have to turn HDCP off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, it doesn't allow you to access apps like YouTube or
yeah.
Crunchyroll, stuff like that, yes. Right? Because it's copyrighted material, but you can yes. still record your game. On PS3, it's always on, get fucked. Like as soon as you connect a capture card to it, black screen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a workaround. You get an HDMI splitter. And the splitter is the first connection between the PlayStation
mm-hmm.
and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes PlayStation, splitter,
mm-hmm.
then splitter, capture card,
mm-hmm.
then capture card, computer, and screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get around it, because the PlayStation can only detect the first additional device.
Yeah.
Which now I understand how people are getting like Netflix shows onto illicit websites.
Yes,
because like, dude, I can just
copy.
I didn't, and I will never.
Just putting that out there,
just put it out there that the ability is there. Like I can just load up YouTube and record YouTube
uh-huh.
things. I can uh-huh. just pull up Netflix and record Netflix shows.
Yep.
Like it's wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wild West. But yeah, I've been streaming those games. It turns out I'm the only one streaming those games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What a surprise. I went to the game page. I'm like, I wonder who else is doing this. And it's like,
nobody.
I'm the only one there.
Wow.
I'm trying to play through on whatever. Usually those games, it's just like whatever difficulty they give you. But I think the third one has a choice at the beginning. I'm not sure. But yeah, man, so I put them all in so I could install them to my PlayStation and just, like, when I wanted to, I could just go.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it, like, an hour or two of each, and I forgot how fucking buck wild all those games are with each progressive sequel.
Mm.
Like, Ninja Gaiden 1 on the Xbox, that game is precise.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about minimal moves, optimal positioning, hitting those ultimate attacks, just getting in that ass,
yeah.
right? And Ninja Gaiden 2, by comparison, is fucking crazy. Because you're fighting like 5 times the amount of enemies at once.
Yeah.
Your ultimate moves are kind of like, you do it, and you're like, okay, Ryu, he's dead. No, seriously, he's dead. No, he's dead. And by the end of it, the guy's just a torso.
Yeah.
Right? You have the obliteration moves where when you just take off someone's limb, including their head, you can then press Y for a finisher and do like this ultra fuck you attack.
Yeah.
Those games get progressively more nuts, mm-hmm. right? And then Ninja Gaiden 3 Razor's Edge is just full on edgelord dream. You get like this kind of fucked up arm a la, was it? Remember Shinobi on the PS2 when you get the cursed sword and you have to like kill stuff so you don't die,
mm-hmm.
right? You kind of get the same
thing. Oh, yeah.
You get like a cursed arm.
Yeah.
The action in that game is even faster than 2.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the special attacks and shit you do in that game are just like even more over the top than 1. It's even more over the top than 2, sorry. But yeah, it's exciting. I like those games. I think it'd be really cool to see the progression over, like, I beat it, go to the next one, see the progression, beat it, go to the next one, and see the progression, stuff like that. But yeah, those games are fucking crazy, and I still remember a lot of shit. Yeah, I'm definitely not as good at those games as I once was.
Well, you have to practice.
Yeah. I did have one instance I put on Twitter where with the dual swords, instead of doing like the Inazuma spinning pile driver, you can do this like dash through them in midair.
Mm-hmm.
And I dashed through them in midair and I flew off a cliff and died.
That's about right.
And just game over. And it's like, man.
I think that's how I die most times in those games. Like,
yeah, it's like you fall off a cliff that you're not supposed to fall
off. Or like off a rooftop or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
So yeah, other than that, I haven't died yet, which is good.
But oh, you haven't gotten Ninja Dog yet?
I have not gotten Ninja Dog. I'm going to stay away from Ninja Dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think, actually, you can only get that on the first level.
Oh, really?
Like, if you die a certain amount of times on the first level, then you get offered Ninja Dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You get the pink armband.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yo, there's so much leather in that game. Reuse all leather.
That's the one question I've always had, like, why leather?
Yeah, let's get hot.
Yeah, and like, you can't be flexible in leather
unless it's ninja leather.
What the fuck is ninja leather?
I don't know, but Rachel also, like, because in Sigma you can also play as Rachel.
Yeah, but she looks hot in leather.
You're just a fucking dominatrix. Like, yeah. you're Ryu light.
Yeah, but she's not doing like the ninja shit.
She's flipping over people. She's jumping off walls.
Yeah, but her legs are fully extended. She's not like crouching. Like,
true.
She's doing like those, like, check out these midair cartwheels.
Yeah. Yeah. The game's nutty.
It is.
And they're fun. And I can see why Itagaki got hit for sexual harassment in the workplace.
Absolutely.
Because the way those games are. Oh yeah. My God.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I haven't decided in the later games if I'm going to beat the game with every character.
Oh.
Because okay. Yeah,
that's a momentous task.
Yeah, in 2 you have the option of playing as Ryu and Momiji, I believe.
Yep.
And then in 3 on the PS3 you can play as Ryu, Ayane, Momiji, and Kasumi.
Oh, you can play as Kasumi in that game?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You can do like, she has this one pile driver where she just like, she brings you up in the air, like steps on your spine. There's a bunch of front flips, and when she lands, your front half explodes.
Wow.
And you're just legs.
Like, whoa. Wow. Violent.
Yeah. The other characters, other than Ryu, only have one weapon, though. So,
oh,
yeah.
Fair enough.
You're kind of playing their style the whole way
through.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's my new gaming project.
Cool. You know.
I'm trying to do everything to wait until Dragon Quest XI goes on sale.
Oh,
so I'm looking at an Elusive Age and I'm like, hot damn, that looks like a great JRPG.
It does. Cool. I guess that's it then.
Yep.
That's a show.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, wait, no. Sorry.
What happened?
Last minute question to chew on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When? Just now?
Just now. Literally, Facebook, just now.
Oh, yeah.
Go Paul Chu writes in.
Yeah.
Enjoyed your review of the Joker. The best way I've heard it described, and I totally agree with it, is 5-star performance in a 3.5-star film. The movie itself isn't really anything spectacular, but Joaquin Phoenix's performance is really what brings the film up. I would imagine this is probably going to get him an Oscar, which might be the first time the same characters have gotten 2 Oscars for its actors.
Mm.
Don't quote me on that. No problem. This week's question is related. Regardless of your thoughts on DC Comics, the amount of normie success, of Joker in The Dark Knight Rises costly points to the Joker as being the real draw. What about the character is that makes him so intriguing? Are there any other villains that you think are on the same level that might actually do well, quote, with the normies, end quote, with that same kind of treatment? So let's start off with the first part of that two-parter, which is, what about the Joker makes him so appealing to watch?
I don't know. I don't know if it's So like a part of you says he's just evil incarnate. Like yeah. He does shit just to do shit. Like he doesn't have a motive.
Yeah.
But I think that's only one half of the story. I think what makes Joker exciting is that Batman can't kill him because he's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of just has to let him.
And it's the dynamic between.
Yeah. Them. Like I don't think it's just Joker. It's definitely their relationship that makes it special.
It's just that they're polar opposites.
Yeah. Because I think the movie Joker, if people did not have the Batman connotation,
yep.
or connection, I don't think anyone would have watched it.
It would just be like, it'd be a great performance of a crazy man.
Yeah. Like if, what was his name? Arthur Fleck. Like if he was called Arthur Fleck, no one would give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right. And you'd just be watching some depressing man go on a psychotic outrage and you'd be like, okay, that checks out.
Interesting movie.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I definitely think that the draw is definitely his connection with Batman and how Batman can't really do anything about it as much as he wants to try.
Hmm. I think that it's not so much the Batman portion. It is the first portion, which is he's a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, he's evil incarnate. He's doing shit to do shit. And I think that the character is really interesting to write. Because you never really know what he's going to do.
So that just makes him random.
No matter what he's in, right? Because he's only doing things to fuck with other people, right? And to a non, I'm going to say a non-psychotic person or a non-unhinged person, these are heinous acts that you would never think of.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of the same way people go into like Saw movies to be like, how the fuck are they going to die here? Mm-hmm. Like they go into Final Destination shit, but this is with a character. Like what is he going to do? He's completely random. It's like Heath Ledger's line in The Joker. He's just like, or it's scene in The Joker. Sorry. Not line where he gets that fucking tower full of money and he just sets it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like that really cements that character as he doesn't give a shit and he's just doing things for his own amusement.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that's the draw of him, and less so the Batman dynamic. It could be that those are the same draws, but just two different worlds, right? Like,
could be. Now, is there any other characters we think or villains that would approach that level?
Watching Doom Patrol, I think maybe Mr. Nobody, but he's a little fourth wally. So I don't know if he'd have the same impact as the Joker because he's still within universe, right? That'd be like having Deadpool as a villain.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Right.
I don't know if there's anyone that I would put up there as an equal. At least not in the same context.
I think that's what makes him so iconic,
that
he doesn't really have an equivalent.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the main thing that DC has over Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't really got an answer. I got nothing.
Yeah. No. I also do not have someone who could probably have the same sort of charisma. Maybe Lelouch.
See, that's the stretch, man. That's if somehow Lelouch was mainstream,
yeah,
I think everyone would fucking love him.
Bring him into the anime scene.
Yeah, we'd be like, what a fucking psycho.
I can think of some fucking conniving-ass anime characters.
Yeah, totally, but would they ever be mainstream?
Yeah.
No. But yeah, I'd pick Lelouch. He's my boy.
Speaking of Lelouch, yes. It's the end of the show, but keep an eye out for Anime Club, where we have finished season one.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about episodes 23, 24, 25.
Yeah. And then we're on our way to season two, baby.
We're on our way to R2. Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye.